Hey, my friends, this is Drake Watts, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Everybody said we wouldn't make it, baby. Love don't live around here much lately. Times are hard and hearts break like the bank. Oh, yes, it do. Lots of reasons just to give it on up. Leave your soul on the shelf, collecting dust. Live in a world of broken promises and empty tanks. Oh, but look at us. Look at us with a picket fence. Don't got a lot of money, but we're making a dent. Oh, Ford truck with a dog in the back. Now, hey, we live in a dream. Sky green, green grass ain't doing half bad for a half full glass. Kiss me, baby, yeah, just like that. Now, hey, we live in a dream. Put on a little old Keith Whitley, back porch dancing, singing with me. I'm no stranger to the rain. Sweet time, why the hell do we complain? Look at us with a bigot fence. Don't got a lot of money, but we're making a dent. Old Ford truck with a dog in the back. Now, hey, we live in a dream. Big blue sky, green, green grass. Ain't doing half bad for a half full glass. Kiss me, baby, yeah, just like that. Now,
Drake White.
Hey, my friend. What's going on?
Good to talk to you. We spoke briefly in Nashville last week when I gave you the British Country Music Association Award for the Top International Song.
Yeah, about that.
What does that mean to an American artist to get an award from another country?
It means that you're doing what you love to do, and people are responding, and I can't believe it. You know, it's a humbling experience. I've always been wanted to travel and go across, you know, the world and just play music. So to get a little bit of recognition there, I would be doing this if I didn't get any recognition. So it's just icing on the top of the cake, and it just makes me so thankful that for my UK, you know, for my European fans and, you know, all the fans over there to be resonating with the music. It's just unbelievable.
Relatively, you're a new guy on the block, really, because was the C2C last year the first appearance?
Yes, sir. It was. We went over there and just were blown away by the response, and didn't really know what to expect, but we knew we had some real, you know, folky, you know, music. We play our instruments and write our own songs, and you know, it just. This kind of happened. We had a songwriters round with Matt McAnally and Maren Morris and Liz Rose and Christian Bush and all those folks, and it really took off from there. And then we had our own headlining show at the arena, you know, at the smaller room in the arena, and man, it was just packed, and they were singing all the album cuts, and we knew something different was going on. We knew something powerful was going on, so. It was that was my first time, and it kind of kicked off kicked off what we where we're at now, you know.
Well, everybody I speak to really enjoys your music. I saw the songwriters round at C2C, and you were outstanding. It was just really good. You had a great feel, something different to offer, but playing some just superb music and great songs.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. We've put a lot of time into it, and I have a great band and a great crew, and it just really... It's really a testament to them, and you know, we work really hard and have some great fans. So thank you very much.
That's okay. Well, let's go back in time just a little bit. You know, 2013 was your debut single, "Symbol Life," through MCA, and that kicked you off. And then a year later, you join Big Machine Records with their Dot label.
Yeah, the music industry is always ebbing and flowing. You know, it's always changing, and you have to kind of be able to roll with those changes and accept your path, you know, and my path has been one and has always been one that has always changed, you know, people, personnel, folks, for some reason or another, you know, that has been my path. So I kind of embraced that. I embraced the change, embraced the people. You know, I was with MCA at first, and we tried a single with them, and they had a lot of personnel changes at the top with that company, and I got let go, and then we re-signed with who we're with now, Big Machine, and you know, it's just it's working out. So we our job is to make the music. You know, I consider myself a businessman, but definitely a musician first, and all I want to do is make great music and really concentrate on that. And so to have a team around me that can take care of all the menial business stuff is pretty special.
That's great. That's great. So Spark, is that still your only album out at the moment?
We have Spark out, and that's the one that everybody's listening to right now. And we're actually about five songs into a new album, which I'm extremely excited to bring out. And it'll be more of that soulful country that you heard in songs like Making Me Look Good Again. Hey, my friends, this is Drake White, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Shot red behind these shades. I look like hell. I've seen better days than those loved eyes. They pull me back in. Oh, there you go, baby, yeah. Oh, making me look good again. I'm rust on the barbed wire, I'm dust on the chrome, oh, I'm the heart that bleeds in an old country song. Then those rugged eyes, they pull me back in. Oh, there you go, baby, yeah, oh, making me look good again. that kitchen. It's been a long day at work, and she slips her hands right under my shirt.
From Alabama in the States and in the Muscle Shoals area, it's just really, it's really, really baptized in the groove, in the groove of music and the melody. So there's a lot of that in there. You know, I'm a country guy from a small town in Alabama. So the writing will, you know, is about my life. It's about my, what I'm going through and my travels and, you know, marrying the love of my life since you know, in the last 3 years, and it's all of that stuff. But it's just it's going to be a groovy record. You know, it's gonna kind of be a throwbacky type of country soul.
Is her album recorded in Muscle Shoals?
No, we have recorded in Muscle Shoals, and we're kind of in the process of putting that kind of stuff together. But we recorded at Zac Brown Studio with a killer producer named Busby. We recorded some tunes with him at Zach's Southern Ground studio in Nashville. So that was just unbelievable to get back in that studio. And then me and Mac McAnally had just been kind of piddling around a little bit, and I wanted to go down there and cut some sides. So we've cut some stuff there too. So you never know how the record's going to turn out. You know, you don't know what songs are going to be. I just go record them, record the tunes, and then I put together, you know, kind of a feel of what fits on the record. You know, there's a common theme, there's a common thread through it all, and I've got that thread in my mind, and then I put the songs together to satisfy that thread. Does that make sense?
It does indeed.
I love Nashville. I love Muscle Shoals. I love where I'm from in Alabama. And I think it's a balance of all that, you know, being over in London, being over, you know, in Australia and all these world travels that we've got to do. It all opens the world up to you. And at the end of the day, it makes you realize that people are people and you're an artist, and it makes us better writers. It makes us better citizens. You know what I mean? Because it educates us on how to treat people. Hey, my friends, this is Drake White, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I don't smoke, but I bought some cigarettes. Might as well. I mean, what the heck? One thing or another's bound to kill me. Neon smoke rings and pool balls click. A tattooed ruby and a red lipstick pulls me up another, and one more's bound to heal me. Well, I'm just waiting on the whiskey to work. Got some money in my shirt, and I'll stay here all night long if I have to. Stop to play a little tune for a busted up heart, a little something to numb this world of hurt. Waiting on the whiskey to work. Feels
black home, bellied up here. It's as good a place as any to disappear. Even if she wanted, she could not find me. Hours turn to days, and days into weeks. They know my name, they know what I drink. When I drink too much, they sure don't mind me. I'm just waiting on the whiskey to work. Got some money in the pocket of my cowboy shirt. And I'll stay here all night long if I have to. I'm just waiting on the band to start to play a little tune for a busted up heart. A little something to numb this world. Waiting on a whiskey to work. Oh, I'm just waiting on a whiskey to work. Got some money in the pocket of my shirt. And I'll stay here all night long if I have to. Well, I'm just waiting on the band to start to play a little tune for a busted up heart. A little something to numb this world of hurt. Waiting on the whiskey to work.
I heard a rumor that you may want to move here as well to the UK.
That rumor, I have said that before. I couldn't do it full time because I love living in the South. I love living in the South. But my wife is a chef, and being over there has kind of opened her up to new ideas, and it's opened me up to new ideas. And I just like the balance of, you know, twice a year getting over there and spending some time. I like that thought, you know, to get over there and really get outside my comfort zone and my wife's comfort zone and just test out new things. I think that's what keeps polarity. I think that's what keeps excitement about waking up in the morning, is to go out and experience different people, different languages, different walks of life, different food, different music, and, you know, that's what I'm all about. That's what I love to do.
That's great. Now, what's the current single over here?
The current single over there is Living the Dream.
So are you going to take any more songs from this album before the new album comes out, do you think?
You know, over here in the States, the big, huge insurance conglomerate, Geico, has a commercial out, and Heartbeat is on that commercial. So we're about to release a video for Heartbeat over here. And I got the great opportunity to work with George Massenburg. Are you familiar with George Massenburg?
Yep.
George Massenburg is the father of live recording. I mean, he's a genius, a mad scientist, if you will. And he's responsible for, like, the James Taylor, you know, a lot of James Taylor's live performances, the recording that, I can't remember the record right now, but he's just awesome. And we went in, and we want to push that live, disconnect, take technology out of it, and really just play the music for what the music is. So that Heartbeat commercial, that song that you hear, Heartbeat, that recording of Heartbeat that you hear on the commercial was taken from a live show in Austin, Texas. So you're hearing a live recording of that song, and George recorded it.
My goodness.
So everything's shot live. There's mistakes in it, man. There's missed notes. There's this, but I believe in imperfection in music. mm-hmm. from Pearl Jam to Minnie Pearl, you know, from Willie Nelson to, you know, Seether and Sublime. Like, these people are great to me because there's imperfection in their music. And I believe in a perfect recording. Don't give me... I actually don't believe in a perfect recording.
No.
I believe in the Nashville sound. I know what they're going for, but I think a lot of times that it is that imperfection that makes it real, that makes it breathable, that you can digest it as a human being that makes mistakes every day. You know, I make mistakes every hour. So it's just an important thing to me. We know our show is going to be rambunctious and exciting, and it's going to be one of the best shows that people come to, and people are going to come out here and they're going to have a moment, and they're going to have a memory, and they're going to go out and tell all their friends that they're not going to go out and go, oh, it was a perfect, flawless performance. They're going to go out and say, you know, Drake was all over the stage, the guys were having fun, there was some beer spilled, there was some people like, you know, dance around on, that there's some folks, you know, kissing, there's some folks hugging, there's some folks crying, and all that is just, that's what life is. That roller coaster ride of emotion is what a show should be for me and for my fans. You know, that's what the brand is, that's what we're trying to put out there. So if we bust out an Eagles song, you know, in the middle of our set, well, that needs to be on the fly to me, you know, and the band needs to be able to, you know, the band needs to
that's
be prepared.
Right. That's great.
You know, we're playing 40-minute sets right now with Kip Moore out here in the States. And you have to have fence posts is what we call it, you know, parameters to stay into because you got to know your time. But I'm going to challenge the guys today, and I challenged them yesterday and the day before and the day before. Step outside that comfort zone and don't be afraid to screw up.
Okay. Drake, I know you've got to get going. When are you coming back to the UK?
We are in the making of our 2018 tour. We know we're going to do some stuff with Kip Moore and put some stuff together, but it is my plan to come over there twice a year for the remainder of my life, you know, my artist life. You know, we've talked a lot about it with the management, and we really feel like we've built the foundation over there brick by brick. And so to answer your question, that was a political answer. We're coming. We will be back over before the first half of next year.
Okay.
And then try to, you know, so we're definitely interested. We definitely love those fans over there and want them to keep just, you know, spreading the word, spreading the fire is what we say. And we'll be back. I tell them if they'll come, we'll come, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, we open up the show with Living the Dream. Give me a song from Spark that you'd like to go out with.
I would like to go out with Live Some. Live Some, I got the idea from Live Some of from the saying, if you've got a rock in your shoe, you don't keep walking with the rock in your shoe. You don't complain about it. You don't bitch or moan or groan. You just unlace your boot. You take your boot off, and you dump the rock out. You put your boot back on. You lace it back up, and you keep walking. And Live Some just says, you know what? We live on this earth. We die. We love. We cuss. We drink. We get hurt. We get happy. We get left. We get right. But at the end of the day, all we have to do is live. All we have to do is live and love and be present in God's great creation. And that's what Live Some.
Drake, thank you so much for talking to us.
God bless. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling me. Hey, my friends, this is Drake White, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Yeah, we never really know how it's all gonna go, but the world keeps spinning, even if it's slow sometimes. Well, we leave and we stay, let the wind lead the way. We don't live forever, gotta make a little hay while the sun shines. We get lost, we get found. We get high and we get down some. We live some, we love some, fall down and get up some. We fly some, we sink some, get hurt so we drink some. We take some, we give some, forget and forgive some. Some days are you.
back together. Yeah, forever needs some glue sometimes. Make a promise, settle down, rip the roots from the ground, plant them in another town where the river runs.